Here's a summary of what I think are the most important points to remember about women putting love first. Men, this is the bottom line information that will help you understand and get along better with your partner. And ladies, this is the part of the program you want to share with your husband or boyfriend, even if he hasn't heard the rest. First, when women put love first, we always want to invest time and energy into our relationship. We want to talk to our man, be with him, and work on staying connected. We also want to make plans and create special memories. We want to do whatever we can to make the relationship close and lasting. Now, men misinterpret this by thinking we aren't independent enough, we're too needy or insecure. You think we want to control you by making you give up your time and attention to us. But women think of love as our job. That's why we always want to work on it, because we feel if things aren't going well in our relationship, it means somehow we failed to do our job properly. Here are some of the things we'd like men to do. We'd love it if you expressed your appreciation for how much attention we put into wanting to create a wonderful relationship, rather than criticizing us for how focused we are on it. We would love it if you would let us know you value our dedication and cherish our devotion as beautiful qualities, rather than thinking we're neurotic. And third, we would love it if when we try to plan time with you, you remind yourself we're doing this because we love you, not because we're trying to control your time. Here's the second point about women putting love first to remember. When women put love first, we always want to work on the relationship. We want to continually improve things to become closer. We want to know if there's a problem, and then we want to fix it. We persist in trying to find out how a man is feeling when we suspect he may not be happy with us. Now, guys, you misinterpret this by thinking we're too obsessive and we can't just relax and let things be. You think we're too emotional and reactive, that we're criticizing you and saying you aren't good enough. And you think we want to control you. Because love is so important to women, you have to understand we feel a responsibility to maintain and protect it. So here are some things that we'd love men to do. Guys, we'd love it if you expressed your appreciation for how concerned we are about the state of our relationship and how diligently we try to pinpoint and eliminate tension. We'd love it if you would see our desire to work on the relationship as an expression of our passion for you, rather than as a sign that we're obsessed with making everything perfect or that we'll never be satisfied. Most of all, we'd love it if you took the initiative to notice where the relationship could improve, and if you expressed a desire to work on it, rather than waiting for us to always be the one to bring up issues so we look like the troublemaker. So how could you apply these suggestions to situations that come up in your relationship? For instance, when your girlfriend tries to make plans with you for an upcoming weekend, don't just give her your old response. Why do you have to plan everything? Instead, try a new response that understands she's putting love first, like, "Thanks for wanting to spend time with me." Can you see how an old response would be based on a misinterpretation of a woman's behavior when she's actually putting love first, an assumption that she's just trying to control you? The new response, on the other hand, is based on an understanding of the true intention behind her behavior. Guys, try experimenting with this idea, even if it feels awkward at first. I promise you'll love the results. Remember, a woman with an open, loving, passionate heart is offering you a profound gift. She's not trying to take anything from you, but rather give you her love, her commitment, her devotion. Not all women are capable of doing this, so if you have one who is, hold tightly to her and thank your lucky stars that you found her. And women, know that having a tender, open heart and putting love first is not a curse, but a blessing. Loving deeply and with devotion is not a mistake, but a gift. Not a weakness, but an expression of who you are as a woman. I believe that when we as women learn to celebrate our ability to love deeply and to honor ourselves for our beautiful, abundant hearts, we'll make it easier for the men in our lives to do the same.